I'm Derek Cardwell, and on today's Lely Radio Sports page, a preview of Week 2 of the Matt Morrow and Carl Chevrolet Sprint Car Racing Radio Preview Show on KNIA. This week, Mike Roberts and I will talk with 2024 Knoxville 410 track champion Austin McCarl. McCarl says his 2025 schedule will allow him to have more flexibility to race elsewhere while still being able to hit Knoxville several times this season.
Like I tell people, I still should be at Knoxville 75-ish percent of the time. I mean, depending on weather and, you know, things outside of here. Like I tell Scotty, my crew chief now, you know, if we have a bad weekend and crash a car somewhere else or hurt a couple engines, knock on wood, that doesn't happen. And things, you know, we'll just go run Knoxville on Saturday and kind of regroup rather than go to, you know, Eldora for the Matt Law Show or Port Royal for the Wichert or some stuff like that, you know. So this year's just going to kind of be all about freedom and growing as a team and driver, and me and Scotty's first year working together, and kind of, you know, like I said last year, a couple years ago, I had Cole, my son, and Country Builders let me kind of go out east rather than out west, and ran Ohio and got to go to Eldora for really the first time. I mean, I technically had been there for the Governor's Rain thing during COVID, but
right.
Got to go, you know, like I say, you have to go, if you want to go outlaw racing or if you want to be, you know, one of the best in the world, you have to be good everywhere. You have to be good at, you know, from rough Chico, California and Hanford and to dry slick Attica, Ohio and Eldora, that's like glass to the fence, you know, and Knoxville, you have to be good at everything. That's why the outlaw guys are so good. They see everything all the time. And
part two of my interview with National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum Executive Director Bob Baker as he previews a 2025 induction class and breaks news with racing royalty to be in town for this year's inductions.
It is a lot of hours, and it's a lot of fun, too. So we're in a really good position. The winter months here allow us to catch up and also plan ahead for the next season as we plan for our induction banquet, which is going to be the Saturday after the Indianapolis 500. And then also the USAC Sprint Cars will be here in Knoxville that weekend. So we'll have USAC Sprint Car Racing plus the induction banquet, plus the past inductees will be with us, plus Johnny Rutherford's coming to the induction banquet this year. So there is a lot of planning that goes into each of the events throughout the season. And just like a race night for Knoxville Raceway, there's a lot that has to be done in advance before you open the gates and the races actually get started.
Well, breaking news, you know, racing royalty coming to the Hall of Fame banquet. Johnny Rutherford in town, is he accepting for someone, or is he just going to be in support of whoever, someone he is going to be inducted?
Johnny's a huge race fan, and he's told both Bill Wright and I, he said, I haven't been to your induction banquet for a long time. Johnny's one of our treasured inductees here at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame, and he's coming, and whether he knows it or not, we're going to try to find a couple of his race cars that he raced and have those here to kind of surprise him a little bit inside a museum with a little display that we're working on. So it's going to be fun to have Johnny Rutherford back for the weekend with us, show him the display we put together, have him at the induction banquet and hang around for the races. As we mentioned, Johnny's a huge race fan. He still goes to the Indy 500 every year.
After working so hard to finally getting the World of Outlaws title last season, David Gravel joins us to talk about what if there is any pressure now that he has a title in his trophy case.
When you go from town to town, rather than a Saturday night driver here at Knoxville Raceway, is it more pressure or does it just kind of something you get used to?
You know, there's always pressure, but the more you do it, you know, the easier it gets pressure-wise. You know, the big events, you know, you definitely have more pressure, but, you know, when you do it so much like we do, it's just another day, you know, and when it gets to, you know, maybe some points battles or you qualify really bad, it definitely ramps up a little bit, but, you know, that's with anything, right? Like, not every day is a normal day at work and you have to overcome obstacles, so it's one of those things, you take it as it goes and try not to get too high or too low and just try to be as level-headed as you can through it all.
Also, part two of Mike's interview with former driver and now car owner Jason Myers about his mentoring Corey Day and how that has made Day a driver to watch this season.
This one's a tricky one for me because, you know, humbly, I would like to, you know, take some credit for that. And not that I didn't contribute. What I will say about Corey is, he's got natural talent that we you see once a decade. Mm-hmm. You know, Kyle Larson has been that. If you go back years and years ago, I think Jimmy Sills was that. You know, somebody that could get in everything and drive it. And Corey's just got a natural talent. The first time I took him to Phoenix, that where Preston and I took him to Phoenix to run, kind of, it was before the beginning of the season, but a lot of the outlaw teams were there. Shots was there, and he's got really good feel for the car. Like, and he can come in and he can tell you that what corner it's getting on and what it's, and then I can, you know, ask him like, well, it looks to me like it goes left front, and then that's, it loses the right rear, and that's why it falls right rear. And he can understand that and communicate that back.
Tyler Crabb talks with 2024 Knoxville Pro Sprints champion Mike Mayberry about the famous Mayberry line and where that came from.
Actually, it started probably back in, it took a couple of years to truthfully kind of get onto it, but it was really a deal where just depending on track conditions, with these crate engines all being the same horsepower, and if the bottom's good enough, you know, if you start couple rows back and you got a couple guys in front of you that are really good on the bottom, you really got to find somewhere else to run. And even when the top's good at Knoxville, with this class, the track's just a little bit too big. So we just kind of tried to, basically it was just about trying to shrink the track, just have another line that you can run. So if guys on the bottom, you can get around them. And like I said, it took a couple of years, but I think we've done a pretty decent job of kind of, I wouldn't say perfecting it because I don't ever feel like it's perfected, but doing a pretty good job of getting that line dialed in.
That is our guest list on the Matt Mora and Carl Chevrolet Sprint Car Racing Radio Preview Show, Saturday at 11 a.m. and at 7 p.m. on KNIA. For today's Lely Radio Sports Page, I'm Derek Cardwell.